and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and with less than 70 days until the presidential election, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz taking their message on the road this week, kicking off a bus tour in Georgia. Walz spoke in Boston earlier today at the International Association of Firefighters Convention and says Democrats will keep preserving and growing union jobs and the freedom to collectively bargain.
When Republicans used to talk about freedom, they meant it. They meant it. Not anymore. These guys over there, they want government to have the freedom to invade every corner of your life.
Republican VP nominee J.D. Vance is campaigning in Pennsylvania today. The U.S. Surgeon General issuing a new advisory warning about the level of stress parents are facing. A report showing 48% of parents say most days they feel overwhelmed compared to 26% among adults without kids. Some say due to stress of money in the post-pandemic world. And extreme heat alerts stretching across the country, some schools shuttering due to the triple-digit temperatures. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is working to bring its PFAS standards in line with federal regulations. The Department of Natural Resources says that would mean about 90 public water systems in Wisconsin would have to either treat their water or drill new wells. The Environmental Protection Agency requires most PFAS chemicals to be no higher than 4 parts per trillion. There's $20 million in federal money nationwide to replace former factory sites with green spaces and other sustainable development. Jimsy Cuborn is the Economic Development Director in Janesville.
There are multiple sites throughout the United States where we've seen things offshored, some things reshore, and communities are sitting on these blighted assets.
If Janesville gets a grant, it plans to clean up and green up the old General Motors site. It's been empty for 15 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Veterans Memorial Hall in the Duluth Depot has announced it will temporarily close to address flooding damage from July. According to a Northern News Now report, officials from the St. Louis County Historical Society says the roughly 300 historical pieces in the hall were not damaged, but their display cases, carpeting, and walls were. Officials expect it to cost about $30,000 for the replacement of the damaged items, and some of the artifacts will remain on display in other parts of the depot. Xcel Energy crews were spread across western Wisconsin on Tuesday, working to restore power for thousands of customers. According to a press release, Monday night's severe thunderstorms, heavy rain, and high winds caused nearly 9,500 customers to lose power. Officials say the storm caused extensive damage to power lines and knocked down trees before a second round of storms moved in on Tuesday morning, exacerbating the problem. Xcel officials say fully restoring power could take significant time. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose in a battle of home runs. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee hit 2 home runs, but the San Francisco Giants hit 3 of their own to win 5-4 on Tuesday night, including the go-ahead shot by Mike Yastrzemski.
As Yastrzemski swings, it's a high fly ball deep right. Frelick going back at the track, at the wall. It's gone! And just like that, the Giants go back ahead.
That call courtesy of KNBR. Milwaukee was leading the NL Central by 12 games a week ago, but after losing 4 of the last 6, the Brewers' lead is down to 9 in front of the Chicago Cubs. The second of 3 games in the series against the Giants is tonight in Milwaukee. The Packers trimmed their roster down to 53 players on Tuesday. Green Bay placed running back A.J. Dillon on injured reserve in one of the moves. The Packers also kept kicker Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, a 6th-round draft pick last year. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Pleasant and partly cloudy today with high temperatures hitting the mid-70s. The humidity has left us alone. And tomorrow, more clouds than sunshine as the next storm system strikes, bringing heavy rain and storms by the evening, and some of them could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 65.
an unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by the co-host of the Maggie Dawn Show and actor Brian Kelly and director of the cult classic The Giant Spider Invasion and Wisconsin native Bill Rabane.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour two of the big program. It is Wednesday, August 28th, 2024. It is
Pump Day.
Even in the heat, the camel appears. And it's also a great day to be a Wisconsinite. High atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square, sun peeking out, Mr. Zommers, here and there behind the clouds. Feels not quite as sticky today, I'll say.
And I'm quite grateful for it.
Yes, I know that you are. I know that you are. What a power hour number one here. You had Trygve Olsen, you had Matt Flynn, you had Pat Kreitlow, a couple of great calls, some great texts. That's what we're looking for.
There's a lot to talk about.
A lot to talk about. Lot going on, and it's only going to continue here in hour number two, as at 1:30 or slightly thereafter, the wonderful, the talented Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation area is going to be here after the 1:30 break. He is now also the political director here at Civic Media, as it was announced this week that Civic Media has acquired the Recombobulation area and also the wonderful and talented Dan Schaefer. How about that?
Now that's some exciting news.
That is some very exciting news, because anybody who knows us here, you know, it's a wonderful place to work, but by golly, we could use some recombobulating. And so it's great to have a professional recombobulator, Dan Schaefer, on staff. And in all seriousness, he's just one of these people. And I learned about Dan Schaefer a little over 2 years ago, when I came to Civic Media and was put in charge, or at least partly in charge, of helping cover our election night coverage in 2022, about 8 days after I started. And where did I go to get most of my information? The Recombobulation area and Dan Schaefer. And I've been a fan ever since. So happy to have Dan back on the show, this time as a colleague and a co-worker here at Civic Media, coming up after the bottom of the hour news. Also, a few more cuts to get to. Some great advice from Governor Tim Walz, as it turns out, as we head in. Look, this is the perfect time of year for this type of advice. Summer is just about to unofficially be over with Labor Day weekend. Yes, that's right. Check your calendar. It's Labor Day weekend this coming
sure
weekend.
Sure is.
Cannot believe it. We have a special show, by the way, lined up on Labor Day. So we're working on that today. So be with us on Labor Day. We'll have some new content and some reformulated content on Monday. But it's Labor Day weekend, and so it won't be long. In fact, I saw photos from far northern Wisconsin of a couple of trees that are already turning leaves.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And so Governor Tim Walz has a little bit of practical advice. So we'll hear from that in just a little while. Open phone lines, if you want to give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Speaking of, let's go up to Appleton, Wisconsin, listening on WISS in beautiful Oshkosh. Cindy from Appleton, thanks for listening. What do you got for us?
Well, I just drove past a sign here in Appleton that says socialism on it with the big circle and the line through it, meaning no socialism. And I'm thinking, you'd rather have authoritarianism?
That's good. That's good. I like that a lot.
I mean, really?
Is it a yard sign or like a farm field sign?
Yep.
A yard sign.
It's a big yard sign.
Just no socialism. Well, that's fine.
Yep.
And again, you know, this is a narrative that's being put out there by MAGA, by Trump people, that somehow, you know, you look at, speaking of Governor Tim Walz, this narrative, oh my gosh, you know, he's a socialist. Well, he has a great, I mean, is it really socialism to make sure that kids don't go hungry when they go to school? And again, if you want to actually get it, if you want to get down to the nuts and bolts of this, look at a state like Mississippi. And I know this because Stuart Stevens, who's from Mississippi and now a former Republican and now part of the Lincoln Project, Mississippi gets something like 40% plus of their state revenue from federal welfare benefits. I mean, there's no bigger provider of socialist type of policies than red states who are poor. So again, it's the hypocrisy of MAGA and the Republicans to try to say, you know, taking care of kids in school is somehow quote unquote socialism, when the real socialist policies are the deep red South. What do you think, Cindy?
I agree with you. And I, like I say, the hypocrisy, and I mean, really, I think a lot of the MAGA people honestly don't really even have a clue.
Yeah, I could not agree more. Thank you, Cindy. Always appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear from you. A little open lines here in the middle of the week. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area and now political director here at Civic Media. So looking forward in nervous anticipation to that. Listening on WMDX here in Madison, Ben out in Sun Prairie. Wonder if Ben is a neighbor to Luke Mathers.
Perhaps.
Maybe Lukester is from Sun Prairie, or not from, but lives out, a beautiful community, by the way, Sun Prairie. Says, in my jurisdiction, there has been a quote-unquote drop box in our library. I still have to prove ID, etc. Does the caller despise me dropping my vote in the library?
I think that Jack and Merrimack, the caller before, talking about drop boxes, more meant the term drop box,
right,
that it lets people weaponize it.
Correct.
But they're secure ballot boxes.
Right. No, we Jack's a regular caller, and I think we can speak for him. If not, Jack, give us a call back or a text. But I think you're right. We know from previous conversations with Jack, he is pro Dropbox. He was simply saying that the MAGA Trump movement is trying to have this narrative again that somehow Dropboxes are bad. But to Ben and Sun Prairie's point, they are as, if not more secure, actually, in some cases, than mailboxes. And you can mail an absentee ballot back, and really a drop box for voting is the same thing as a mailbox. It's just that instead of being picked up by the mail carrier, it's picked up by a member of the city or municipal clerk's office who oversees that drop box. And again, as we pointed out with Luke Mathers on Tuesday Tangents with Luke yesterday, drop boxes can actually be as beneficial to rural parts of the state as they are to urban parts. When I lived in a township out in Richland County, Bloom Township, our clerk had a full-time job. So if you wanted to vote absentee, you had two choices, through the mail, or you had to make an appointment to go over to her kitchen table in the evening. Now, how cool would it be to have a drop box at your, you know, every township has a town hall. Sometimes it's a garage. Sometimes it's a combined garage town hall area where they have their you know, monthly town board meeting, how cool would it be to have a drop box outside that town hall or that village hall where you can drop off your ballot if you want? So this whole idea that, oh, geez, somehow it's helping the liberals, quote unquote, in urban areas, simply not true. Simply not true. And this is exciting. A couple of exciting things here, by the way. According to Luke Mathers, who has just informed us, apparently, this is real, Joe Biden apparently heading to Southwest Wisconsin next week.
Really?
How about that?
We'll have to keep everyone updated as we find out more.
We will absolutely keep things updated. And a friend of mine texted, and this is a great, and maybe this is why President Biden's coming to Southwest Wisconsin. And I want to point, my granddad always used to say, he said, Todd, be careful when you point the finger at somebody because there's always three pointing back at you. He was still right. So I'll point the finger back at me. I have griped and groused about some of the construction happening, particularly in Madison.
Yeah.
But I think all of us, as we drive around the state, it's like, where is all this construction coming from? And usually Labor Day starts kind of the decline in road construction, although now with longer summers, it tends to go later into the season. But I think it's worth taking a time out and recognizing, acknowledging that part of the reason we have increased road construction this year is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's infrastructure bill, shepherded through the legislature by Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. Remember during the Trump era, it was always going to be, oh, next week is infrastructure week. And it never happened. It became a joke. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris actually put their money where their mouth was. And with the help of Pete Buttigieg and ushering through this legislation through Congress in a bipartisan fashion. Let me say that again. In a bipartisan fashion. One of the biggest bipartisan bills passed by Congress in the last 40 years. And it brought real dollars and real results. And you know that if you've driven on a Wisconsin road for any amount of time this year. $1 billion to Superior, Wisconsin for the new Blatnick Bridge, amongst them. I know from my time working for legislators that one of the best ways that you can spur economic development in poorer areas of Wisconsin, rural areas, is with good transportation. I can't tell you how many times I sat in Chamber of Commerce meetings, meetings with the Dells Visitors Bureau. And they, you know, my bosses would say, how can we help you? What do you need? They said roads, good transportation. And we mentioned on this show before, that is one of the reasons that Tammy Baldwin is so darn popular, even with Republican business people, because she has delivered on that. And in part, that is through the Infrastructure Act, which we see whenever we hit the roads. So I get it. Believe me, I've cursed under my breath and above my breath with the weights and everything else. But it's real results. And now apparently President Biden is coming to Southwest Wisconsin. I bet you'll be talking about infrastructure. It is now 18 plus past the hour. Stay tuned. We have Dan Schaefer coming up in just a bit. Your calls as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Practical advice about your gutters from Tim Walls on the other side on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894 making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later, leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
I have bad hearing, and that about blew my eardrums out. What was that?
It's the home improvement theme, but based on the audio meter, it was not any louder than any other things
really?
I've been playing. Yeah,
that's weird. That first beat,
I guess,
like,
just the
whoa.
Frequencies were.
Yeah, that. Apparently, I found out that. Anyway, I'm fine. No worries. Welcome back to the show, the All Balls Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And play a little home improvement because, of course, Governor Tim Walz, as he does so well, has gone on some of these TikTok and alternative, we'll call them alternative media sources, and is talking about practical advice. I want to play you a little clip here talking with a TikToker about rain gutters. Here we go.
So what's your take?
My take is the most neglected part of home ownership is the gutters. It's personal for me.
100% agree.
I've had problems with gutters before. You get your basement wet, you get ice dams, causes a lot of problems.
It's not good.
No, it is not, but there are fixes. Now, the other dangerous thing is that when you live in Minnesota, fall's a great time of year, a lot of leaves. You got to get up on a ladder.
And they get stuck in the gutter. The leaves get stuck in the gutter. I've seen many a man fall off the ladder.
Many a man, seriously.
Many a man fall off the ladder.
But there's a fix. You can put a gutter helmet over the top of it.
A gutter helmet?
It covers it. It lets the water go through, keeps it out of your house. I see this all the time.
How often do you like looking at gutters?
I look quite often, surprisingly, because
like
I can't judge
expecting.
It. You know, I try not to be judgmental on people, but when I see a well-tended gutter, it says a lot about somebody. So,
what's better, a well-tended lawn or a well-tended gutter?
I'd go with the gutters.
100%. There's no doubt in your mind.
No, I think gutters are a big thing, that they really matter.
Where do you buy gutters?
The downspouts I bought at Menards.
Save big money at
Menards. You're exactly right.
That's not the same.
I know you're right. I'm not good at that.
You're going to leave hanging like that?
No, you're right. Okay, you ready?
On three.
Save big money at Menards. And keep your receipts, 11%. Rebates, but you got to send them in. It's a little bit of a challenge, but keep your receipt. You send it in. About 6 weeks later, you'll get your 11% back.
These are great takes. And you believe?
No. How can you not want to vote for a guy like that? How can you not want to vote for a guy like that?
I don't know. He's just...
He's a real dude.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I will say, he's totally right about gutter guards. I had to clean out the gutters on my grandmother's house years ago because she didn't have gutter guards and kind of lived in a forest. It was terrible. I helped her install them afterwards.
Yeah, in high school, my grandpa Wallace on my mom's side, and my grandpa and grandma lived in town in Richland Center. They had big, huge, beautiful maple trees all around the house where it would just be spectacular in the fall and provide a great shade in the summer. But boy, it was a mess when those leaves fell. And one summer, my grandpa and I spent all summer on the weekends. And he had they're like plastic sheets, I guess, with little holes in them. But then you'd have to cut them to fit individual spaces on the gutter. And you kind of like slid it up underneath the shingle. And it worked. I think they're still in the house, even though the house has been sold out of the family now. They've lasted quite a while. And so it takes a little work. And now, of course, there's fancier ones, right? The ones that where the water is supposed to like run over it like a waterfall or something, and people come to your house and it gets all fancy. But I had to do it with like a shears and plastic ones back in the day. But I don't know about what you have more respect for, people with clean gutters or a well manicured lawn. Maybe just because for me the lawn is so much more apparent. I really appreciate someone you go by and their lawn is just spectacular.
For me, I more appreciate when you go by and they have some kind of a garden that's well tended or something. Mm. I don't really care about the grass, especially because well maintaining a lawn often wastes a lot of fresh water.
Well, that's true.
Well, I think it depends where you live.
It depends where you live, and I guess I'm talking more about like the mowing. Like I got my buddy Jonathan. I mean, he has a couple of teenagers, and he still maintains the lawn because he's meticulous about it, and it looks fantastic. And also, and I think there's a lot of truth to this, that it's kind of his zen space. Like he says, I actually like find that meditative to go out there and mow it and do all that. I'm the same way. If I'm doing yard work or whatever, I kind of get in a zen moment and so I can relate to that.
Yeah, definitely. Like I think there are, it depends on exactly how much water they're dumping on it or if you're just keeping it trimmed or whatever.
Right. And of course, Jonathan's kids, they keep telling him, yes, Dad. Enjoy that zen moment. Don't give that up.
Don't make me do it.
Don't, you know, really, Dad, do you really want me to mow the yard? Because, I mean, you don't want to miss that zen moment.
You know, you just love it so much. I would hate to take it away from you.
Right, exactly. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a day. And by the way, speaking of my friends, Jonathan Allison, it's long overdue. We have to do a week in review here. Badger football's coming up in a couple of I forgot it was Wednesday when I woke up, so don't ask me. But Friday, and we have to confirm this, we're going to try to get Brady Ewing, former Badger football player, back on the show because we have to do our annual prediction for the Badger football team. And we have to do it before the season starts, which is Friday night.
So you better hurry up.
So I'm taking it right down to the wire this year. Of course, those who were with us last year, remember, I essentially predicted an undefeated season. I don't know what I was thinking or drinking. But I bought into the hype. That's the problem. I bought into the fickle hype and the Badger hype. I'm not going to do it this year. There will be no hype when it comes to Badger football this year. It's going to be a very realistic prediction.
Very level-headed.
Very level-headed. I'm not buying into the hype.
But do you think Brady Ewing will join you in that, or do you think he's going to go for the hype?
No, I think because when we went to the Badger or the Brewers baseball game earlier this year, I think he concurred that I kind of led him down a bad path of hype, but he got hyped because I got hyped. And we've agreed together there shall be no hype.
You're going to both be very careful about this.
Watch, we'll still be wrong. But no, Badger football coming up this Friday night. Not Saturday, Friday night. So be aware of that on select stations across Civic Media. And as David Letterman likes to say, hopefully one of your stations has been selected. WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, and WLAK up in beautiful Amory. There might be one more. FHR in Wisconsin Rapids,
I think so.
Yes, FHR in Wisconsin Rapids. So there you go. If you're in any of those communities, or here's the cool thing, if you're not in one of those communities, unlike Major League Sports, we can actually stream Badger football. Matt LaPay, Mark Tauscher on the call. It will be spectacular. So download the Civic Media app today. Be ready. It's free. Won't cost you a dime. Takes less than a minute. Go to your Android or Apple store. Your app store, I should say. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Download it today, the Civic Media app, and you'll be ready. You can simply go to WRCE on your Civic Media app and listen to Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher and the Badgers taking on Western Michigan. I'll give you a preview. I'm going to say that the Badgers win their first game.
Well, I'll let you know because I'm going to be there.
Yes, you're going to be there. So it's and of course, they have an exciting play in Alabama. They're playing the Oregon Ducks. They're playing USC. So lots of new teams in this newly assembled Big Ten. So we shall see how that goes. As we said, coming up next here, stay tuned. You're not going to want to go anywhere because we have a farm market report update from our friends at Midwest Farm Report, the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke. And don't at me for saying that because she calls herself that. That is a self-described title, the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her great team bringing us agricultural updates, a check of weather, and also a little sports as well. Then we're going to come back. Dan Schaefer, we're going to recombobulate with politics and life. He's also our new political director. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Wednesday, August 28th, 2024, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Reedsburg High School students are accused of harassing members of an Amish community in Sauk County. The sheriff's office says nine teenagers blew air horns and shined lights outside of homes, rang doorbells, and knocked on windows during the night. The first two Reedsburg High School football games of the year have been canceled. Wisconsin needs to put more money into special education. That's what Deputy State School Superintendent Thomas McCarthy tells Wisconsin Eye this week.
Reimbursing schools 30 cents on the dollar for an operation they're required to do is impactful in more ways than just serving kids with disabilities. In most districts, what they're doing is they're taking money out of their general budget and they're plowing it into special education budgets.
Work on the next state budget begins next spring. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. About 1 month after emergency federal assistance was approved for Minnesota residents affected by the extreme summer flooding, nearly $10 million has been distributed. According to a Northern News Now report, the emergency funding from FEMA has been spread across 19 counties in Minnesota, including St. Louis County. There have also been more than $3 million of payouts through National Flood Insurance Program claims. Residents affected by the floods can still apply for aid until September 27th. The Duluth City Council is turning their attention to helping the unhoused population after passing ordinance changes that ban outdoor camping on city property. According to a Northern News Now report, city councilors met with emergency shelter organizers before their meeting on Monday to improve how the city responds to the growing need for emergency shelter service. Shelter officials suggested improvements to things like disaster response, expansion of shelter beds, and creating more affordable housing units in the city. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Kate Winslet fans will have a new series to stream thanks to A24 Studios. The show is called The Spot and follows a successful surgeon played by Winslow and her school teacher husband, who play a couple that may have been responsible for a hit-and-run death of a child. The relationship becomes tested as the truth unfolds and they weigh into darkness surrounding the crime. Winslet was last seen in HBO's The Regime and prior to that won an Emmy playing a single mom and detective in Mare from Easttown. The Spot will air on Hulu. Can't get enough Yellowstone? Or are you like me and have had too much? Apparently, there is a season 6 in the works, and that is a surprise for fans of the show and the pocketbooks of the actors. According to Variety, top billing in the new season would go to Kelly Riley, who will return as Beth Dutton, and Cole Hauser, who would return as Rip Wheeler. Kevin Costner is no longer with the show, as he took his version of Yellowstone to the big screen in the form of Horizon, an American Saga Parts 1 and 2. Suddenly, Yellowstone doesn't look so bad. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Pleasant and partly cloudy today with high temperatures hitting the mid-70s. The humidity has left us alone. And tomorrow, more clouds than sunshine as the next storm system strikes, bringing heavy rain and storms by the evening, and some of them could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together. In Worthington, Minnesota, it's worth a look.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Wednesday for the hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates. Crudy's taking young Crudy up to his alma mater. Dom's flying solo. You gotta help him out. Call the Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Ooh.
is a fifth dimension, beyond that which is known to man.
Milwaukee's best.
It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Hey man, what about Milwaukee, man?
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
I think God would want us to go to Milwaukee.
And it lies between the pit of a man's fears and the summit of his knowledge.
What do you think about Milwaukee?
This is the dimension of imagination. You are now entering the recombobulation area.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on Civic Media, 35 past the hour of 1 o'clock, Wednesday, August 28th. And with that music and with that intro, it gives me great pleasure and joy to introduce to you the one, the only, Dan Schaefer of the recombobulation area and now political editor at Civic Media. Dan, how the heck are you?
I am doing wonderful, Todd. Thank you for that terrific introduction. Longtime listeners may have remembered that amazing clip to introduce me and my segments on the airwaves that has been part of the Civic Media Network for a while now. But I'm thrilled about this announcement. I'm thrilled to be part of Civic Media, and I'm thrilled to be here with you this afternoon, Mr. Alba.
Well, thank you so very much. We have to your point. We have to give credit. I believe it was on Dueling Tangents, right, with Luke Mathers and Brian Kelly, that they first put together that lovely introduction.
It was either that or Town Call.
Oh, okay. One or the other, or maybe Will Walter as well. Whoever it was, it wasn't me. So I wanted to give credit to it, but I thought it was fantastic, and I love playing it. I love hearing it. Dan Schaefer, for those listeners of our program who might not be aware of you, first of all, what the hell is the matter with you? But no. But tell people a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, your background, and where the heck did the name recombobulation area come from?
Yeah, well, I'm sure there are many of your listeners who are familiar with my work, and probably a few who are not. So the recombobulation area is the online weekly opinion column and online publication I launched on Substack several years ago. It was a project I started while I was a stay-at-home dad, and I wanted something in to do instead of freelancing. So I started this new project, and you know, kind of got me back to where I started in journalism as an opinion columnist. That was the first job that I had. At the first time I was published in print at the UW Oshkosh student newspaper, The Advanced Titan, as an opinion columnist there. So starting the recombobulation era was a way for me to get back to opinion writing. And before that, I had been a journalist in and around Milwaukee for much of the past, 15 years now, working as a reporter and editor at various news outlets, including Biz Times Milwaukee, Milwaukee Business Journal, and Milwaukee Magazine. I have also done a bit of work at a couple other radio stations around the market here. And I'm also very active on Twitter. So that may be the place. I get a lot of people coming up to me telling me they know me from Twitter, and I never know whether to thank them or apologize for having to deal with my tweets, especially during Bucks season. I'm also a huge Bucks fan.
Yes.
So sometimes my Twitter will turn from political news to, live tweeting a Bucks game or something like that.
Well, I felt, like I said before, I guess at the top of this hour, I really first became aware of you when I came over to Civic Media here going almost, I can't believe it, 2 years ago. And like 8 days into my employment, I was put in charge of helping to co-host our election night coverage in 2022. And I'm like, how the heck am I going to bring myself up to speed? And I found the recombobulation area, and we ended up using and credited you with a bunch of the stuff that we went on there that night. And I'm like, holy crap, this guy really gets it, because as someone who spent much of my life in politics, there are very few people in journalism who truly understand and take the time to understand the nuances of Wisconsin politics. And that's something I've long admired about you, Dan, is you could talk about an obscure race in Northwest Wisconsin as much as you can about a U.S. Senate race.
Well, that's, we have a very discombobulating politics in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm glad that you and others have found that I can sometimes piece this discombobulation together in a column at the recombobulation area. So that is largely what we aim to do. And I'm glad it resonated with you. And, our coverage of the midterms was something that I was proud of. And it's something, you know, similarly we'll be working on in this new role as political editor at Civic Media. And, you know, one of the things that I did that perhaps was part of that coverage was one of the previewing every race on the ballot in the Wisconsin state legislature. And I'll be working on that again here for Civic Media. So very excited about, you know, some more Civic Media things ending up on the recombobulation area and some more recombobulation area things ending up in Civic Media. So we're very excited to do a little cross pollination, a little collaboration here.
Well,
with this new agreement,
I for one am absolutely excited because I help out on a lot of our election night stuff still, and it's just going to be exciting to work with you and having your knowledge and your take on things, and so I'm personally really thrilled about it. Dan, talking to Dan Schaefer of the recombobulation area and now a political editor for Civic Media. Dan, we toss the name around a lot. For people who don't know, tell folks where this name, which I think is stellar, by the way, where did the recombobulation area name come from?
Well, it came from the Milwaukee airport, and it has kind of become a little bit of a locally famous place because there are no other recombobulation areas at any other airport anywhere in the world. It is a uniquely Milwaukee thing. So you go through security. It is, of course, a discombobulating experience. And yes, then you get through to the recombobulation area. You put your laptop back in your bag. You put your shoes back on. You do all the stuff and you make your way to your gate and get to your destination. So it's a word I've always really liked. And actually, back when I was at Milwaukee Magazine, you know, we were doing one of our best of issues. And I pitched the recombobulation area to be, you know, one of the kind of featured items for like a Best of Milwaukee type of issue. And I got to learn a little bit about the background. And it's funny because the former airport director, Barry Bateman, who was there for like 30 plus years, it's really just something that he wanted to do and then did. And now it's a thing. So
it was a thing.
and so it's just this wonderfully quirky little piece of Milwaukee. And I thought it would make a great name for a political column because, like I said, we have these discombobulating politics and we all need to recombobulate every once in a while.
Well, you're right. It has become a thing, even, you know, on the occasion when I've flown through Milwaukee, and not just me, but a lot of folks now when they go through and they're putting their belt back on, their socks or their shoes at least back on, they take a minute to take a selfie or whatnot with the recombobulation area sign, and they at you on Twitter with the hope that Dan Schaefer will retweet the recombobulation area photo.
We have the greatest group of supporters and subscribers and readers and followers. And yes, that has become a trend on Twitter. Whenever people go through the Milwaukee airport, you know, it's crazy to me that people will take time out of their busy travel to take a moment and stand in front of that sign and then tag me in the photo. It's always pretty cool. And I always know when my friends are traveling too. So that's always nice to know.
But I think you get to a great point, Dan, and it's this, and Trygve Olsen, who just on the show earlier, who's frequently on this program and a Wisconsin guy as well, it gets to this point that I think is so important, and I think is one of the great reasons that I'm so excited to have you as a part of Civic Media, because you are a real dude. You're a Bucks fan, you're a Wisconsinite, you're a Milwaukeean, you're somebody who likes to have fun, and that means that unlike a lot of political wonks or people that just kind of sit behind some, you know, word processor or whatever people use now to write, and don't really get out there amongst the people, you're out there in Wisconsin, you're out amongst voters, and you really have a connection to them. And I think that makes your writing and your take so much more pertinent and important.
Well, I appreciate that. And I think it's been really important to me, as, you know, one of the things that we've been doing at the recombobulation area is not only to deliver, you know, political analysis or opinion columns or original reporting or whatever it is that we might bring, but I think it's also about building community. And I think that's where, you know, the missions of the recombobulation area and Civic Media are really aligned. And it's a, you know, pro-democracy, locally focused media, but it's also about building community and bringing people together. And I think, you know, that's it. Selfies in front of the recombobulation area sign is one way to do that. We're going to find a whole lot of other ways to do that through this through this partnership going forward?
Well, what you just said, I mean, he's been on this program multiple times before, our owner and CEO, Sage Weil. I mean, what you just said is just echoing his vision for this company and this brand. Are you at liberty, or if not, that's fine. But are there other ideas or things that listeners and readers can expect from you as political editor moving forward for Civic Media?
Yeah, I think we're still in the early stages of figuring some of those things out. Like I mentioned, I'll be working on my preview of every last race on the ballot in the Wisconsin State Legislature. So definitely be looking for that one in the coming weeks. And you know, the timing of this change and to be joining the Civic Media here. You know, we've got an election coming up.
Right.
It's right around the corner. We've got a little over two months before Election Day. So we are, what a time to be making this change. So, you know, we'll be like, we were there at the DNC in Chicago last week. You and I talked a number of times at the RNC in Milwaukee last month. There's going to be a whole lot for us to cover here in one of the most closely contested swing states in the nation with just less than 75 days to go before Election Day. So there's going to be a whole lot for us to recombobulate.
All right, let's recombobulate a little bit, Dan Schaefer here. First opportunity that we're going to get to work together is tomorrow night, as it turns out. Civic Media is going to have a special Wisconsin Decides 2024 broadcast starting at 6 p.m. tomorrow. Dan Schaefer will join us, and because Donald Trump's going to be holding what he's billing as a town hall in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And then right after that, at 7 p.m., we're going to carry at least a large part of the CNN town hall with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in Georgia. We've just gotten word within the last few minutes that apparently President Biden is going to be in Southwest Wisconsin on the 5th of September. All this attention, Dan Schaefer, whether it's Republican or Democratic, to me it still seems that Wisconsin may be the state to win for whomever is going to be the next president of the United States.
Yeah, it's been the tipping point state in the last two elections in 2016 and 2020. And, you know, the four of the last six presidential elections have been decided by less than 1%. We know it's going to be close. We know this is the toss-up state on the electoral map, and I think we're going to be right in the center of things. And I think whichever candidate wins Wisconsin, their likelihood of winning the presidency rises exponentially. And so I think that's going to be a big part of what we're looking at for the next 70 some days as this campaign sprints to the finish line.
I'm giving you all about 2 minutes. I apologize, but it was just fun for our listeners to get to know you a little bit better, but help us. Let's look at the congressional and assembly if we have time. Between the third district of Western Wisconsin, the first district congressionally along the Illinois border, and the eighth district up in the Green Bay area, which of those do you think that Democrats can flip to blue or at least have the best chance? And what about these rumors that Democrats may have a chance at the state assembly?
Yeah, so I think in the third congressional district, I think was probably the most likely. It was a close race when Derek Van Orden won a couple of years ago, and the National Democrats really didn't put a whole lot into that race for fundraising. Now with Rebecca Cook winning that primary, she's proven to be a very strong fundraiser in the primary there, and I'm really interested to see, you know, kind of what the general election matchup. It's quite the contrast between the two candidates in that district. And then also as a former resident of the Fox Valley, I'm very interested in what's happening in the eighth. You know, that has been a very red district, but I think the Republican candidate Tony Weed there is not a strong one. And I think Kristen Lierley for the Democrat there could pose a really interesting challenge in that race as well. And then you mentioned the state assembly and the chances for Democrats to flip the majority there. During the DNC, I actually had a chance to sit down with Democratic Assembly Leader Greta Neubauer for a conversation, and she actually even predicted that they would flip it and put a number on it, saying that that Democrats would win 52 seats. So check out that interview at the Recombobulation area.
That's the kind of insight you're going to get. Our new political editor at Civic Media, Dan Schaefer. Thanks so much, Dan. Look forward to working with you. Welcome aboard. We'd love to have you here.
Thanks so much, Todd.
Stay tuned. Happy to be here. We'll wrap it up after this on Civic Media.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
November 21st, 2021, the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, a holiday celebration turned deadly. Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha crowd, targeting as many people as possible. Brooks injured dozens and killed six, including an eight-year-old child. It never should have happened. Just days earlier, Brooks was arrested for trying to run over his girlfriend, but he was released on just $1,000 bail. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted against increased funding for pretrial detention of violent criminals like Daryl Brooks, making it easier for these criminals to terrorize our communities. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-3919, the Keep Violent Criminals Off Our Streets Act. Because violent criminals belong behind bars. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from CBS Radio News and ABC Radio News, depending upon which great station you are listening to across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And then get ready for a sports and weather update, followed by the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4, along with the fantastic Brian Kelly. Maggie Dawn, Brian Kelly, every afternoon right after us from 2 until 4. Do not miss it. How about that, Mr. Zomers? Dan Schaefer. I mean, you get Schaefer, you get Recombobulation Area, and great. What I love about Dan Schaefer is, well, a lot of things, quite frankly. But one of the big things is, here's a guy who does his homework, who comes prepared, who knows facts, who knows history, and can just recite it off the top of his head.
And it's all driven by his love for Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. And a journalist. I mean, a guy who really, you know, went to school for this and has practical real-world experience in it as well. So I could not be more thrilled to have Dan Schaefer on board. I think it was just a great get, as they say, a great hire. It makes us as Civic Media, quite frankly, more legitimate as a news and politic organization, and it makes us better. And that's what you need in this business, in my opinion, is to keep adding people that make us better and bring unique skill sets. And Dan Schaefer does all of that. And I could not be more thrilled and could not be happier to have Dan Schaefer on board.
I strongly agree.
So there you go. Welcome, Dan Schaefer. More from him, as we said, tomorrow night. We're going to have this special broadcast, Wisconsin Decides 2024. Going to bring you from 6 until 7. Going to have coverage of Donald Trump's town hall in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And we're going to be, Trigvi Olson from Lincoln Project is going to be along with us. Dan Schaefer is going to be along with us and others. So we're going to be able to fact check as best we can in real time here. And again, the thought on this is it's being billed as a town hall with real questions from real people in Western Wisconsin. So we're going to give them an opportunity. If Trump decides to go off script and just make it an assault, we'll pull out and cover it the way we want to cover it. But we want to give him a chance, give him an opportunity. So that's 6 until 7, the Trump Town Hall in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And then at 7 o'clock, we are going to take a feed coverage of Vice President Harris and Governor Tim Walz at their town hall type of event on CNN down in Georgia. They are doing a road trip down in Georgia on tomorrow. So we're going to be taking that as well and covering that. So doing our best to give people a variety of sources here, a variety of coverage on both sides of the aisle. And I have not heard, but I'll bet a bottom dollar that we'll be at least taking part of the coverage of President Biden, who apparently is going to be in Wisconsin a week from tomorrow on September 5th.
I'd be surprised if we don't.
Yes. Yeah, so, and to Dan Schaefer's point, exciting times. And boy, I could not be more happy and more pleased to be working for this great network who is dedicated to bringing us and bringing you coverage of this very, very important election. Let me end with this, something on a lighter note a little bit here today. From our crack staff asks this. Of the following departed celebrities, which one's estate brought in the most money last year? Of a choice. Of the following departed celebrities, which one's estate brought in the most money last year? A, Elvis Presley. B, Prince. C, David Bowie. Or D, Michael Jackson.
That's a tough one.
If you want to call in, we'll take a couple of calls. 855-752-4842. Or you can text in 855-752-4842. Of the following departed celebrities, which one's estate brought in the most money last year? Elvis Presley, Prince, David Bowie, or Michael Jackson? Chris, watching on Facebook, says Prince. Prince. If you'd like to text us, you could do so. Text us on the Civic Media app. Download it at your Apple or Android device. Or give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
Obviously, you know the answer, but did you have a guess before that?
I did, and I would have guessed wrong. I mean, I did guess wrong. Before I looked at the answer, I said, well, it's probably this person, and I was wrong.
Well, I guess I can't ask you who that is now that I know that it's wrong.
Right. So of the following departed celebrities, which one, and there's, by the way, there's no prize money. I'm sorry. I have no gifts to give you today. Of the following departed celebrities, which one's estate brought in the most money last year? Elvis Presley, Prince, David Bowie, or Michael Jackson?
I'm trying to think if there were any like big movies that used their music last year.
Our ongoing contributor and friend Jeff Perry on Facebook as well. Also Prince. Another vote for Prince.
I'm going with Michael Jackson.
Zomers is going Michael Jackson. Is there one that you would eliminate right away?
Elvis.
That was my guess. I thought because, you know, he's the iconic king and he's been around the longest. And I know there was all this news with Graceland and everything. I thought people might think it was a bigger person like Prince or Michael Jackson. But I thought, well, it's a sucker, you know, type of question. And so it's probably Elvis Presley.
Very fair.
I was wrong. Here is somebody, Jameson, listening out in Pennsylvania. Well, hello, Jameson. Speaking of an important state out there in Pennsylvania, going with Bowie, David Bowie. Here's Terry, listening in Cross Plains, said, I'd say MJ because of his touring play. Mike in Sun Prairie says Michael Jackson. Any other guesses? Text us on the Civic Media app or call us 855-752-4842. Andrew in Maine says Queen Elizabeth. Smart guy. That is not a choice. Which one of the departed celebrities, which one of their estates brought in the most money last year? Elvis Presley, Prince, David Bowie, or Michael Jackson? Is there one, Mr. Zomers? Well, I've told you it wasn't Presley. Anybody else? Another one that you would just say no, eliminate?
I think between Prince, Michael Jackson, and Bowie. David Bowie, I am struggling to. I mean, I would think maybe not David Bowie, but
you'd be correct, not David Bowie. Someone, Mike in Sun Prairie, says Jackson has the sellout Broadway play touring. I can tell you it was not Prince. The person who had the most profitable estate last year, none other than the king of pop, Michael Jackson.
Must be because of the play.
It's bad. It's bad. What was good was our show. Appreciate Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, Matt Flynn, Dan Schaefer, Zomers. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn's next.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that dark money groups are spending millions to hire paid canvassers in Wisconsin on behalf of Donald Trump? I'll tell you all about it next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. Your news just for the Amory area. I'm James Kelly with WLAK News.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.